Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. AM. Monday morning here on KSJE, and it's time for our Monday reboot segment. That means I get to speak with Lewis Campbell, who is joining us live from Synergy Computer Systems in Farmington. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good to see you. There he is.
Yeah.
And what's been going on this week? I've been a little preoccupied. Oh, wow. We just upgraded all of our computers here, which is why things are running a little, hopefully, better. Hopefully.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you upgrade your computers with AI-powered stuff so it can, like, do all the work for you?
If only. Boy, that's wouldn't that be great? But no, we did not do that yet. But anyway, what's been going on? What have you noticed?
Well, 23andMe, I don't know if you remember that
company. Oh, yeah, right.
The Ancestry style. Ancestry.com is another one. They're competitors. But, you know, the Ancestry and 23andMe solicit DNA. Like, they tell you, send your DNA into us and we'll tell you who you're related to, and 23andMe even talks about health stuff. Well, 23andMe has monetized that in other ways, right? There's drug makers and drug companies that really want access to all this DNA data for research. So GSK's GlaxoSmithKline, you know, they're a big drug company.
Yeah.
They've already had other deals with 23andMe before, but now they're paying 23andMe $20 million to basically get access to their DNA research for a bunch, or DNA information for a bunch of other drug research.
Interesting.
And so, you know, that's kind of a news thing. There's different opinions as to whether or not that's a good thing or not. You know, should we allow them to sell your DNA information to these companies for research and so forth?
Right.
What's going on?
Yeah, interesting. But I guess if you're a drug company, right, and you have a new drug coming out and you'd like to maybe see how it works or how it may interact with people, you have to have, you know, a small test group and things like that, and to have maybe access to all this other DNA information, you might be able to predict how it'll work or configure it to work better with all groups of people or more groups of people. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist. I don't even wear a lab coat, so.
Yep, there you go. In this case, it's pretty benevolent, right? There's an example of one of the deals they had before allowed GSK to shave 2 years off of a study for a cancer drug.
Wow. Right.
So, you know, it is. And in this case, 23andMe also, when they do collect your DNA, they ask you the question, do you want to make this available for research? So the only DNA samples they include in the sample set are the ones where the customers have said, yeah, I'm cool with you using my, and it's anonymized as well.
Right.
It's that they don't know who you are. It's just,
right.
You know, they do the data, so it's anonymized.
Okay.
But it's an interesting thing.
That is interesting. That is very interesting. And I guess, again, you know, for folks who are using these companies, you know, be aware that you need to opt out or opt in or whatever you want to do about your information as you do business with these companies.
Yep.
So, okay. Sounds good. Mr. Musk is back in the news, I see. Elon Musk, right?
Yes.
The CEO of Tesla and X and all of those things. He is now unveiled in XAI. You saw that story?
Yeah. And you know, of course, he's the typical Elon Musk kind of attitude. He's number one saying the AI isn't going to block as much as, you know, like ChatGPT and stuff. And number two, he's advertising it with a little humor. It's named Grok. It's kind of, for those of you who are familiar with Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, it's along that thing.
Right.
And it answers questions kind of tongue-in-cheek. And so for the demo, Elon asked it, you know, for a recipe for cocaine.
Oh, gee.
So that's kind of like the angle he's taken here, is he's going to make this one a little bit more irreverent. And analysts are saying that as a AI tool, it's not any different or better than the other ones. It still kind of gives you 90% accurate information with maybe a little bit of inaccurate information thrown in now and then. For instance, when somebody asked it about the recent trial with the Crypto King, Benjamin Fries or whatever his name is, it said that the verdict was turned back in 8 hours when it was really, 5 hours. Not a
Okay.
big mistake, but
Yeah.
it makes mistakes like the other ones do. But we'll see. It's not in production yet. He demoed it, but it's still not available to users. We'll see what it's going to be like when it is available to users.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, I'm kind of interested in the humor aspect of this, right? Because I think how it interprets a request and how it just determines what kind of humor to use and the answer, I guess, right, would be new. That we don't see in
Yes.
other AIs. So, okay. What else is going on?
Well, YouTube, for a while now, they've been cracking down on ad blockers, right? So,
Right.
YouTube, you go on there, you see videos for free. A major part of their revenue is selling advertisement. So, they have a very vested interest in not letting you block those ads. Of course, people have come up with ad blocker mechanisms and others use them to watch YouTube videos without having to watch the ads. YouTube doesn't like that. They want to make sure that they're getting the revenue stream. So they've been, rewriting their code and doing stuff to get around the ad blockers. And so now they're pushing that out. It was in a limited sphere for test reasons, but now they're pretty much pushing it out to everyone. And a lot of people are discovering if they have ad blockers, they get a message from YouTube saying, "Hey, you can't watch videos unless you turn your ad blocker off." So, that's going to be interesting for people as well. If you're going to watch YouTube, you're going to have to suffer through the ads.
I guess so. Well, that's how they make their money, right? So I can see why
Yes.
that would be a pressure point there for YouTube to be able to say, not anymore, right? Mashable is reporting another NASA satellite or is out a probe looking at asteroids and found a surprise by an asteroid around Jupiter. It's exploring the never explored Trojan asteroids trapped in swarms around Jupiter, according to this article. And it says that it found its first one was a larger asteroid being orbited by a smaller asteroid, which I think it thought it was one big asteroid from some of its other images. So that was something that they weren't expecting. And so that's kind of interesting to me that we think we know a lot about our neighbors and our other planets, but we're still finding out new things and that these asteroids can be smaller and have their own orbits around each other. Kind of weird,
An
kind of different.
asteroid with an asteroid moon.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was reading an article as well where scientists are discovering now that there's, I guess, when the big asteroid hit the Yucatan Peninsula like a bazillion years ago and wiped out all the dinosaurs, it kicked up a bunch of dust. We know,
Right.
scientists have told us we know that the dust had a lot to do with killing off life because it created like a winterize effect. Well, now they're saying that the majority of the dust that was in the air could have been silicate dust from the asteroid itself, and that the silicate dust might have hung up there for 10 years,
Oh,
or
wow.
15 year, up to 15 years, and could have been the actual main reason for, everything dying off. So that's kind of a new discovery.
That
It's
is new.
related to what you're saying. It's just
Yeah.
something you made me think of when you
Right.
mentioned that.
There you
So,
go.
asteroids in the news this week, right?
I guess so. Very true. Well, very
Yeah.
good. Well, Lewis, we are out of time this week, but thank you so much. We are not going to be visiting next week. I'm going to be off next Monday, but we'll catch up the following week, Thanksgiving
All
week.
right. Well, thank you, everyone. Have a great week. Live long and prosper and all that good stuff.
There
Yeah,
you
there you
go.
go.
Exactly. Explore new worlds and asteroids.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is my guest every Monday right here on KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.